Hi Alicia, this is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your learning activities through this audio podcast. To start, I really like what you've done so far. You have a good start on the learning activities, and from the assignment that you've submitted, it seems like you have a clear idea of the objectives and what you'd like the students to study and what your goals are for their learning. Some general feedback for the whole document of the learning activities. To me, it seems as though I'm missing something. I think you have a good idea of what you're going to be asking them to do, but it didn't necessarily come through in this document. And I think that is something that you can easily fix. So to give you some examples, you have, written assignments, you have blog assignments, you have discussion assignments, but I'm not quite sure what you're asking the student to do. So if you could include the question or the prompt or a little bit of the instructions, that you'll be giving to students, that would make it more clear to me what you're trying to achieve, and then I could give you better feedback on your activities. But I guess let's start with Module 1, Jumping In After Logging On. That's a great title. I think you should, in the same way that the professor encouraged us to have creative titles for our modules, that should be carried through in different areas of the course in your learning activities. And you have some areas where you've already done that, such as the discussion, Who Am I? Why Am I Here? And the My Hopes and Fears discussion. But I did have a comment on that. I didn't see the differences really between those two. I think maybe those discussions can be condensed into one discussion, and that might make it a little richer of a discussion. I see that you're having the students blog, but I don't see the prompts in there. Also for Module 1, you have a complete written exercise about plagiarism, copyright infringement, and netiquette, but I don't see what you're asking the student to actually do. So I think, if you could add a question or instruction there, that would be beneficial. In Module 2, I see that you say you're going to be evaluating three discussion forums, but I'm having trouble finding them. I see two forums participate in discussion regarding online learning communities and participate in discussion regarding assessment, feedback, and peer reviews. And then there's another complete discussion post evaluation assignment and upload. So I don't think that's a discussion. So, here I see it. Participate in discussion regarding online communities, responding to analytical question prompt. So I would like to see the questions that will be guiding those different discussions. I'm wondering if they could be condensed into one discussion. What is the purpose of separating them? I think, please review the feedback that Alex is providing to the whole course about discussions. You have these key questions for each module, which I think are great, but I'm wondering what the purpose of having them are. Is it for student reflection? Personally, I think in many cases these key questions can be used as the discussion, and that discussion can help to guide the students' learning as they're bringing all these different pieces in. Your modules seem to be pretty packed with a lot of information, so I think the discussion could be one way to help students reflect and analyze deeper in all these different areas. I think, looking at the way you structured your assignments, Many of the assignments seem to be dependent on each other, and I think that's okay. Last year when I took this course, that's how my modules were set up. The assignments in my modules kind of built on each other, but I just want to give you an idea that maybe you want to create a timeline. Some of the other students that I've reviewed have a timeline, which are suggested deadlines within the module for students to complete these activities. And I think that can help build the self-regulation skills that students need. But it also helps students to be able to achieve what you're asking them to do. I mean, if you have several assignments that build on each other and they wait until the last 3 days in a module, they're not going to be able to complete all the assignments. They can easily fall behind. So I know, you know, especially in higher ed, you don't want to coddle your students, but in many cases, they may be lacking the self-regulation skills needed. So if you can give them a suggested timeline, that will help them to see that they have to do these assignments throughout the module and, you know, in pieces, and kind of the module will build, the assignments build upon each other throughout the time span of the module. So I hope that you'll think about that, and I hope that will help your students. Again, in Module 3, I'd like to see your discussion and your blog prompts. The evaluation section is empty, so I'm wondering if you'll be evaluating these assignments or if you're just trying to condense the feedback and evaluation into the same section. That was a little bit confusing to me. In Module 4, I'm looking at the assignments again, and I'd like to see you be a little bit more explicit about the assignments. So in Module 4, you have the students working on a research paper. Is there a certain topic for the paper? Is there a certain question that they have to answer? Or is it completely open-ended? And also another idea I had is perhaps you want to give students a choice in how they complete this. And the professor talks about the value in giving students options and making their learning visible to you in the overall class feedback. I also like you to review the section about the formula for creating the learning activities. The professor also talks about this in the overall course feedback, but just to give you a small idea of what I'm talking about, the course objectives should be broken down into module objectives, which then should be used to create the learning activities, and then the assessment, evaluation, and feedback should follow that. So I think you've got a start on that, but because I don't see all the details of what the assignments are about, I think, you know, that might be able to help you, guide you a little bit in providing those extra details. In Module 5, you have sharing what I learned with the world. Here, again, I'd like you to be a little bit more explicit about what you're asking the students to do. I see they're doing group work with a wiki. They're going to be commenting on each other's work, doing self and peer review of the group work. And again, I would suggest that you may want to guide the students through it with a suggested timeline or some sort of structure, because the assignments are dependent on each other. You don't want the students to wait to do the group work until the end of the module, because then they won't be able to complete the comments and the self and the peer reviews as easily. And I'd also like to see more detail here about the discussion prompts and the final blog. You seem to be missing a course community module. Again, listen to Professor Pickett's feedback in the overall class feedback file and use that to think about designing this area that will support socializing and other functions of the course that you'll need, like a suggestion box, a final descriptive feedback survey, and, you know, maybe an area for technical concerns or shared resources. So those are some of the ideas that I've had. Overall, I think this is a great start for your learning activities. You have a lot of detail. This course seems to be covering a lot of different areas. I think you just really need to refine what you've already have and think through how well students actually complete these activities and make that a little bit clearer. And I think that will make your course a lot better. So I hope that this is helpful to you.